After over half a century of bad blood, the United States and Cuba have finally called what seems to be a truce. While certain economic sanctions remain, both embassies reopened on July 20th of this year. So what's to come of this new era of hemispheric relations? For New Orleans, it appears that new business and investment opportunities could be just around the corner. Rebecca Singer, Megan McAllister, and James Lambert investigate where New Orleanians stand to gain the most from relaxed relations with the neighboring island nation. The city of New Orleans and Cuba shared a profitable relationship before the Cuban Revolution and the U.S. embargo that followed.
The Port of New Orleans was fortunate enough to have Cuba as its largest trading partner up until 1959.
A good 40% of all the goods that went through the port were either coming from or going to Cuba.
And, of course, once Castro came into power, all that stopped.
You know that the number of jobs that we lost directly because of our break relationship with Cuba was over 6,000.
Those were New Orleans professionals Robert Landry, Anna Lopez, and Joe Doss. We'll hear more from them later on. Talks between President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro have brought about a new era of diplomatic relations, and as tensions ease between the two nations, New Orleanians are looking to Cuba as a potential business partner. Anna Lopez is the director of Cuban and Caribbean Studies at Tulane.
Americans are interested in the economic opportunities that Cuba presents for investment and profits.
For New Orleans, this means reestablishing ourselves as a major player in trade with the island nation.
We have to position ourselves in such a way so that we can capture that trade again.
Robert Landry is the chief commercial officer of the Port of New Orleans. He believes the greatest opportunities for New Orleanians lie in the exports of food products and other raw materials.
The food industry in Louisiana still play a significant part of what's going on in Cuba.
Take rice, for instance. As a major producer and exporter of rice, Louisiana's rice producers could greatly profit off more relaxed relations with Cuba.
Cuba is a great market. It's a market of 11 million people, and per capita they eat four times the amount of rice that someone in Louisiana would eat.
The rice industry wants to be there bad. Cuba buys most of its rice right now from Vietnam and has to ship it halfway around the world, and that takes a long time and that costs a lot.
Adds John Hafner, a lawyer who taught local New Orleans civic and business leaders about possible opportunities in Cuba.
If they could get it here, it'd be a couple of days away by boat, and that would benefit the port of South Louisiana.
However, the rice industry isn't the only sector that stands to gain.
You know, the entire Mississippi Valley drains the grain industry and the forest products.
Imagine shipping on the Mississippi River doubling.
Adds Joe Doss, the leader of the recent Cuba Oi conference that helped New Orleanians explore potential business ventures in Cuba. Robert Landry, chief commercial officer of the Port of New Orleans, also sees a potential demand for raw materials and machinery in Cuba.
Cuba has great needs for our infrastructure development. Where we are strong from a port standpoint is we provide great access for earth-moving equipment, for construction equipment, things like that, which will be greatly needed. And I think we're going to be competitively in a much better position than, say, the Port of Miami, because a lot of the goods that are going to be used in those construction jobs are actually produced in the Midwest.
New Orleans has a major geographic advantage. We are one of the closest port cities to Havana. Again, Anna Lopez.
But it wouldn't make any sense to move the goods any other way except through a port.
Robert Landry adds that New Orleans' strong background in the oil and gas industry is another prospect for trade and investment with Cuba.
But you know, we're kind of limited on our ability to sell oil right now, export petroleum. I think that once those regulations are lessened a little bit, yeah, Cuba's obviously a great market for it.
Not to mention, you know, we know a lot about oil and gas around here.
John Suarez is a Cuban-American investment banker here in New Orleans.
The waters off of Cuba's coast, the Chinese are trying to help Cuba, you know, explore and for oil and gas production. We have a lot of experts in that field, and the brain trust is here.
Cuban scholar and Tulane professor Anna Lopez believes that the greatest business opportunities for New Orleanians lie in more innovative industries, such as bioinnovations and technology.
We're becoming a tech hub in New Orleans, so I think there's a lot that can be done there. So that's one area, technology.
Bioinnovation is another area that Cubans have excelled in.
Cubans have developed vaccines and patents for all sorts of things that we'd have no access to currently. That would be a huge, potentially, a huge thing for the region as well. Because we have a lot of emphasis in the state, as in general, in biotechnology.
Some New Orleans professionals are excited by the changing atmosphere of relations between the countries. But U.S. federal laws still keep Americans from trading with the island. John Suarez speaks on behalf of eager entrepreneurs he brought to Cuba.
Some had very high expectations for being able to go in and buy property and, you know, start, you know, injecting some form of capitalism.
But Ana Lopez says those expectations aren't too realistic.
Until the embargo is eliminated, the business possibilities with Cuba are very limited because there's still a lot of restrictions in place.
One major restriction comes from the 1996 Helms-Burton Act, which made investment and trade in Cuba nearly impossible through the United States.
The Helms-Burton law was written in such a way that unless there is a democratically elected government, I don't think it can be repealed.
Right.
I think parts of it can be repealed, but not the Helms-Burton law itself. So that's a real problem.
Cubans are also hesitant to open their economy to foreign investment and influence.
I think that the Cuban people are going to be a little skeptical of what the intentions are of Americans.
They're afraid of savage capitalism.
The reality is that as a nation, they have been striving for independence to have their own unique identity for as long as they've been around.
While these obstacles may appear discouraging, most experts agree that an opening is on the horizon. Ana Lopez.
Obama's policies have begun to chip away at some of those restrictions by creating areas where there can be some trade and by improving commercial relations.
As these restrictions start fading away,
says John Suarez,
I think New Orleans certainly needs to make it a point to be right there ready to help.
From WTUL, this is James Lambert with Megan McAllister and Rebecca Singer reporting from New Orleans.